The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, welcome back. Glad to have you on board on this Friday. Another week gone in about 2.3 days. That was it. We have a lot happening that is not encouraging. During the week, as you know, Finland announced that it would be housing, or certainly had invited NATO to begin to house nuclear warheads virtually on the border with Russia. That didn't go over too well. There's just a lot going on over there. The false flag, fake Iskander missile issue, the dirty bomb, that was apparently discovered by the Russians, who have better technology than GCHQ in London even thought. They were right on it. They somehow penetrated security and were listening to everything. And that's why the Secretary of Defense from England got on the plane immediately and flew to Washington for face-to-face consultations in a completely sealed room where nothing could get in or out electromagnetically, and they, at least that's what we think. So there was a lot going on this week, and it's going to stay this way from now on. Nothing is going to change. Crazy times. Dean Henderson is standing by. Hopefully he's sitting comfortably in a big easy chair somewhere in the south of South Dakota. What are you doing?
Sitting down.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
But first time we did that all day, so yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing as well as can be expected. What did you do all day that was fun? What did you do?
Oh, nothing fun today. It was just kind of leaf day, so getting after the leaves, you know.
Oh,
getting them out of here.
I know. Those poor leaves. You know, the funny thing is about the leaves, listen, if you just leaf them alone, they'll just disappear in a month or two. They're just gone, except for a few little piles here and there. But these American homeowners, so many of them, go crazy when a leaf hits the green. They leap on it with a rake and get it out of here.
I like tracking it in my house, man.
They bag them up. Big black bags full of leaves.
No,
what do you do with them?
Crazy.
You know what
I
you do with
the
them?
Backyard.
There you go. They make good, just organic mulch.
Yeah.
No.
Feed stuff.
And you can. What I do
dirt.
Is, I get a blower, and it's. I must say, there's Greenworks, and then there's Ego or Eco, but the green. I have Greenworks. And those pieces of equipment are outstanding with the 80-volt battery. Make sure you get the 80-volt if you're out there listening and you want to go electric. They last just plenty. And they're very efficient, very well made. Even the chainsaws, you think they'd be wimpy and they'd run out of juice. No, no, you can do a lot of trimming with the chainsaw. I got 16s, 18s, whatever. So that's good. What I do is get the blower and blow all the leaves out from under the trees and then just mow them with my tractor.
Yeah.
I have a mid-mount mowing deck. I just mulch them up and they go right into the grass and they're gone.
Good mulch. Feeds soil. Yeah. That's good.
Anyway, so, okay, you spent your day chasing leaves with a 12-gauge shotgun. I get it. There's one. Boom! Now I'm kidding. Are you in the south of South Dakota, or are you in the north of South Dakota?
West.
That was my next guess.
North. Maybe a little bit north. North and west, but more west. Just right on the border of Wyoming, you know.
Right. Within a rock's throw of a couple of ICBM silos. I know where you are.
Yeah.
Well, you get to watch them go up, because the Pentagram is now saying, hell, they're not going to wait. They'll even launch if it's a non-nuclear threat. Did you see that story?
Yeah.
Incredible.
They're insane. What can we say? I mean, Putin never once threatened anybody with nuclear war. He never once said that. That's all just a big lie, and they've been saying that for a month.
Yeah.
He never said it. He said, I'll protect my country with any means necessary. That's exactly what he said.
Yep.
And ever since that, it's just been all this threats and false flags and, you know,
confrontation. I mean, I look at,
because that's what crazy people do, you know.
Look, I have nothing against Austin. I don't know Austin, but he's a jerk.
Some Raytheon, man. That's all you need to know.
He's a jerk.
That's all you need to know. He's some Raytheon. You know, it's so... You know,
I'll give you.
He's part of the evil cabal. He's
of course he is.
I got everything against him. I hate him. Okay, so.
Well, I was trying to be polite.
It's just classic. I know. It's just classic, you know, but it's just the way it's always been. I mean, even in the 60s and 70s, the Russians were never the aggressor in the Cold War. We were. And we lied to people, and so they believed it, and the Russians got real scary, and the Russians are still real scary, and. We had a little bit of hope this week for a while. 30 members of the Progressive Caucus, Democrats, God forbid, came out and said Biden should change direction in the war. And then not even a day later, they sort of backpedaled on that. And then Kevin McCarthy came out on the Republican side and said, basically the same thing. And then he backpedaled on that. So it's just like,
sounds like they got threatened.
So they terrorize people. That's what they are. And that's why they're funding Islamic State to bomb synagogues in Iran right now. You know, and that tells you a lot, because everyone thinks, Iran's behind the crazy Islamists. No, Iran's fighting the crazy Islamists, and always has been. We fund the crazy Islamists. That's us. That's British intelligence.
Well, so. I tell you the truth. I've listened to this Austin guy, and, you know, I think Colin Powell was more intelligent. And that's not saying a lot.
He's not very smart either. No.
No.
But that's who they want. I mean, they want dumb politicians. They want dumb journalists.
He's the token African American who made it to the top. And I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. I'll take Kanye West anytime over any of those people.
Hell man. He's raising some hell. At least at least he's stirring a pot. Yeah. No doubt about it,
He's thinking, he's speaking his mind, agree or disagree with him. That man has strength, he's got a backbone, and I do salute what he's doing.
Yeah, me too. Shake it up, baby, because that's all we got.
Yep. Amen.
And, they think they got him, but he got them. Hey, Mississippi River's drying up, stuff like that.
That's bad-looking stuff. No, they've got the Army Corps in there. They're trying to dredge, and that's crazy.
Missouri River's drying up, too. Runs right through South Dakota, right down the middle of it, and it's drying up, too. So there's an awful lot going on, like you said, and none of it's very good.
All this is controlled. All this is in the playbook. They planned all of it. nothing of any substance is happening by accident or coincidence. I don't believe it for a second. This weather control thing, the drought, the drying of the Mississippi and now the Missouri, No. It's all piling up. We have less than 2 weeks' supply of diesel fuel in America,
yeah.
Dean. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right.
What is that?
Right.
What happens when that is used up? The truck stops.
Nothing happens.
Nothing.
Nothing at all happens.
No food is delivered to your stores. Nothing, right?
Mm-hmm. No. Nobody's talking
and
about
so
that very much.
That's all intentional, too. It was all set up. It's mm-hmm. all rigged. They are going to make this winter hell. And that
yeah.
was the promise.
Yeah,
so,
it's gonna,
yeah, I really do hope that, excuse me on this, but I don't want to belabor it, but I hope Kanye West gets more airtime somehow, even
yeah.
if they laugh at him. I don't care. Because the guy speaks, he speaks straight. And you
yeah.
and I both know that those kinds are very hard to find anymore.
Oh, boy, that's for sure. Yeah, he was talking about how the French own all these African banks and stuff. And he's a revolutionary, I think. He's getting there.
He's a smart man. Oh, yeah.
Smart man. And, you know, that we just need more of those kind of people. And unfortunately, we have less every day of those kind of people, you know.
Fewer and fewer.
Yeah, it seems like it. You know, they're all docile. They're all singularity'd out, man. You know, part of the hive mind. Don't want anybody to think that they disagree with that hive mind, you know, because then you might get trouble. And but yeah, I made a living out of that, and so have you. And it's not all. It's kind of fun, so you should try it sometime. But it's just sad. It's just a lot of pathetic, sad people in this world right now, and they just shut them down. And now you get this RSV with the kids, and it's always there, but it's like worse. And well, gee, then I have no immune systems. All their parents got vaccinated.
Don't worry, there'll be an mRNA predicated vaccine for it
yeah,
soon.
Exactly.
They're making, in fact, they're working on it right now. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But take care of that and wipe out a bunch more people, and on we go. But this thing, you know, this Russia's pretty serious, and you know, Russia went to the UN and everything, had evidence, showed them the evidence. You never heard any of that on the news. What they had, and they had it, and it's probably having to do with that nuclear power plant that's the Russians control.
Right.
And, you know, it's just, what I understand now is the Azov Battalion, the real crazy, real Nazis, are holed up in Zaporizhia. So they've mm-hmm. moved from Mariupol, where they smoked them out of the steelworks there, and now they're kind of mm-hmm. pulled up in the town of Zaporizhia, which the Russians don't control that yet. They control most of the province, but they don't control the city. But they're moving people out of Kherson, and they're getting ready. They got 300,000 reserves. Those guys are just being moved in actually today. And so
there was a story that the real number was 1.2, not 300.
Probably. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me because they lie about everything, don't they? So. Well, when they lie about that, but
you remember,
man, the West is in trouble. I mean, you know, we're in trouble, and
big
most
trouble.
Of what we're doing here is just we're shooting ourselves in the foot. I mean,
both
with the sanctions. Well, part of the reason you can't get the diesels because it's DHC stuff they put in. I don't know, it's a combination of urea and something else, and it's where that comes from. You know, most of it. So it's just on, and they're just. I guess they want us. They want to make the American people suffer. For what?
Before they kill them all. This is brutal. This is absolutely brutal. They are killing about 80% of our population. If we're right, if not you, but if I'm right, and I'm speaking for Erica as well, we think about 80%, all who got a hot shot, who was still good, they're in trouble. They're in real trouble. And as time goes by, the trouble is going to compound and they're going to get sicker. A lot of people don't go out now. Nobody's monitoring this. We are. We're watching it on the social media pages. Now, what happens is there's a group for this, a group for that, like tinnitus, myocarditis is a group for pericarditis. There's a group for shedding. Well, the shedding group was one of our go-to groups, and Erica was all over it every day. So what happened? This woman shows up, a new poster, She goes by the name of Raven, and she's posting all of these really interesting, well-written pieces. Short, but... And then the next thing you know, they have put Raven in charge of the entire shedding group, the whole page, the whole forum. And now she's obviously taking it down. So they penetrated that, and they're taking that down.
Yep. So they do. It's easy target, you know. The online world, that's the only thing about it, you know. Can use it to get information out, but it's also a really easy target for infiltration. I mean, it's so easy. And that's why I don't do any of it, because, it's one of these days we're going to get back to the streets, and that's when something good's going to happen again.
You know, you're right, and when is the last time you saw one American with one placard complaining about this shit? Not one, do you see?
Not one.
None.
No, you don't see it. They just shut it down. That's how they shut it down. They shut it down with the internet and social media. And now everybody's like, Elon Musk, watch Twitter, freedom, salvation. Yeah, right. No, it won't be, because the people that use Twitter are just dumbasses. And the people that are the dumbest people get the most likes and do the most posting, get the most attention. Yeah, these have names like Raven, you know, these mysterious names, you know, and whatever.
Yep.
I've had a couple Ravens on I remember back when I was on Facebook, and that didn't end up very well either. So, I don't know. It's just all a mind.
They're government assets.
They're government agents. It's full spectrum dominance, baby. When you got people's minds, you don't have to worry about them carrying placards, much less forming an armed insurrection or anything. I mean, insurrection. Funny. That's just funny. You call it an insurrection? That's an insurrection at the White House. We're in pretty bad shape.
We have now been taken over by a regime, a junta, which has no resemblance to a constitutional government, in my view. They're just criminals, perverts, pedophiles. They're all bribed, blackmailed, controlled. Some aren't. Not many, though. Most of them are all compromised some way or another. And it's just not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. That's the game.
Yeah, and it's really just, you can see the continual, like I saw an interview tonight, and the lady that runs the U.S. election security, whatever they call it. And she's like the Rhodes Scholar, and she's ex-Army intelligence. So
Rhodes. Now tell our listeners what Rhodes Scholar means. Tell them what a Rhodes Scholar is.
Well, it's just somebody that British intelligence is grooming to work for the interests of the crown in America. This is what I would say. And like Clinton was a Rhodes Scholar. Look what he did. And anyway, so this gal's telling us all the Chinese, the Russians, all these Iranians, they're coming after our elections. I said, don't worry, baby. The crown owns all the machines. And you know that. You know they control all the machines, and it's all the machines. Accounts, but it's just this continual, it's the crown virus. Don't forget, it's the crown virus. Don't call it the coronavirus, people. It's the crown virus.
I
speak English.
That's very good.
He speaks English. So it's the crown virus. Don't forget that. It's right in your face, man. They're just sitting there telling you what's going on. So they make this thing in Wuhan on the EcoHealth Alliance. And Jeremy Farrar, and the Wellcome Trust, and all these crown actors, and Fauci, the crown actor, and they release it, and then they go all mRNA on your ass, and that's just the crown companies again. And so who do you think's making money in Ukraine? Why is British intelligence so interested in Ukraine all the time? Why are they always telling us what's going on in Ukraine all the time? Well, because they're punking us, and they're using us again to do their bidding. And they're saying, you take care of this. You come over, Biden, and you help NATO, and you put missiles in Finland and Romania, and do nuclear drills over here, and waste your country's money, so we don't have to. And Prince Charles gets his face on the coin today, and all they're telling you there is just, we control the money system. You're slaves. You're being farmed. You're being farmed by the crown, and you always have been. And until people get that in their heads. And that's a big one, I know, but it's true. We're being farmed just like factory hogs get farmed, and they're feeding off our energy, they're feeding off our negativity towards each other, because the whole message on your nightly news is always just these horrible things that average people do, right? Never the horrible things that the elite do, which are way more horrible, way more nightmarish.
Off the map horrible.
You see.
Far more. No comparison.
But never reported on. And never told what happened to these people that do these other things and how they were screwed by the system and taken advantage of and run over by these cartels who keep raising prices on everything on us. And everybody scratches their heads and, you know, the Republicans, oh, it was a stimulus. And the Democrats, oh, it was the Russians. And, no, it's cartels.
Well, that,
okay?
When are you going to grow up
and talk about it? When are you going to talk about cartels? When are you going to talk about the rich? When are you going to talk about the oligarchy? I don't know. I'm just tired of you, Jeff.
Nobody does happen.
Because they're fucking cowards. They're fucking cowards,
oh,
okay?
They are really. They are.
They're just 100%. Cowards. This is a nation that's become so cowardly.
I won't give them a pass, but I want to put this on the table. I firmly believe that the cell network is being used to broadcast frequencies. We know there are frequencies for every state of mind you can imagine. Frequencies of submission, frequencies of docility, frequencies of fear, whatever. They are literally blanketing and changing frequencies on the masses of American public. All the time, and they are so confused, they don't know what to do. These are not the same people that were around 30, 40 years ago at all.
No, they're
and
not.
I think that
they're
there are frequencies.
Not.
Tesla said there's a frequency for everything. I think he's right. I think we're getting that.
No,
I don't think
that.
Anyone's measuring it. No one's noticing it. It's just being subtly introduced into the subconscious minds of tens and 20s and hundreds of millions of people. And they're keeping them docile and placated and down on the farm with frequencies. It's easy.
Yep.
I believe this.
Yep.
That's me.
No, that's true. And that's why these towers are going up. And that's why Crown Castle was the company that put up all the towers.
I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Thanks for mentioning that. That's been a long time since I heard that.
Yeah, headquartered on Fleet Street in the city of London.
How
they call
funny.
It Chiba now. Yeah, it's funny. It's right there in our face, man.
Well, we gotta, black humor, we have to laugh at it. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about this whole hate Russia thing, evil Russia, which started, I don't know, I guess sort of the end of the Clinton regime. But this needs to be addressed. It is so wrong, and it is the opposite of reality. The Russians are nothing like this hate Russia ethos would have the sheep believe. Nothing. We'll do that with Dean in just a minute. Hang on, gang. We'll be right back. Okay, back with Dean Henderson. Another little footnote on this. Pentagon vows to nuke Russia if they continue the war in Ukraine. No validation here. No justification. They're talking like lunatics now, okay? And the Russians hear that. And I think the Russians are beginning to worry about the mental stability of this, not government, but this ruling junta that is running things here. I think that they think that they're insane. This whole hate Russia thing. You know, Scott, the analyst.
Scott Ritter.
Scott Ritter. R-I-T-T-E-R. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Usually outstanding. Mm-hmm. Well worth listening to. He has done something that I've seen two of in the last week or 10 days. He has had two top-ranking Russian political and geopolitical figures on his program, one and then the other, and interviewed them. They don't speak English, so there's a voice that's translating while they're speaking, the Russians. And to hear them talk is phenomenal and so enlightening. That if the average American, even the average American, who were to watch that and listen to the words that they're saying, unless they were going to shut them out simply because they were Russians, would say to themselves, what the hell? They're just like we are. See, that's the big lie about all war.
Yeah.
No, they are.
Oh, yeah.
These people want, they're peaceful people. They look at Ukraine as basically Russian cousins. A lot of them, of course, in the East, in the Donbass, they speak Russian. But they don't want anything to do with a nuclear war. They've been grinding this out slowly to try to minimize civilian casualties.
Yep.
And this, yeah. these two people that Scott Ritter had on were phenomenally informative. And what a revelation to see and hear a Russian think and talk. No Americans get to see that or hear that. They're barred from it. That's how they play this hate Russia bullshit. And I was so impressed with Scott to have those people on. One was a senator, like a national senator, and the other guy was apparently an advisor of Putin's. And they were not BSing. They were telling it straight. And they were just extraordinary people. They want peace. They don't want to be down there doing this. They had to go in there. Anyway,
that's my little thing. Level-headed, level-headed people. And just common sense people. And Putin's the same way. I listened to that speech that he gave a while back and sent out a bunch to people. I was just like, please listen to that, because it's just, you're going to hear a guy that just makes a lot of sense. And more and more, since the West has just pretty much cut Russia off, so now Putin's free to just talk about things in even a more direct way. And, you know, that's what he's talking about. He's just talking about the hegemony of Western elites. He doesn't mean America.
He's telling the truth.
The rich people.
There's more truth coming out of Vladimir Putin and Russia than has come out of this country in years.
Yeah. He's just talking about how they're starving out the world right now. The South, global South, is being starved out. And basically, the Russia needs to help these people. China needs to help these people. And they are helping these people, by the way. And meanwhile, all these Ukrainian shipments of wheat, where are they going? They're going to Europe. They're not going to Africa.
90-plus percent of them did not go to Africa. They don't care about the Africans. They
don't care.
Europe.
So he should. So he probably should have just took over that port and threw Cargill out, because I'm sure Cargill owns it. I bet you anything. And they just took it over and just started sending wheat to Africa. But this is the problem. You've got a situation here where you've got these insane devil-worshipping Wetiko, Anunnaki, whatever the hell they are. And now they're in the corner because we know who they are. We tell people every day who they are, and they know we know who they are. And so they're just desperate, and it's like, oh, they're really mad now. So they don't care about going nuclear war, and that's the problem. And they might see it as their only option, because they know that if Russia comes out of this, not just victorious, but with a better standing in the world than America does, which is slowly happening, because countries like India, countries like Indonesia, Nigeria, even Mexico, more and more are leaning with the Russians on this thing, and it's real subtle. And,
you might as well throw China in there too, and you got 3 billion people.
China for sure,
right there.
Yeah, China for sure. I mean, China for sure. So, it's a problem for them, and they're on the ropes. That's what's going on. These people on the ropes. I mean, the economy, the West would have crashed in 2019 if not for the COVID scam that they made up. And then they tried to do this reset and take it to the cloud, and that didn't work out too well, which is why the NASDAQ's continuing to crash. And so that little pipe dream didn't work out. Yeah, they hooked people up with the towers, and they mind-controlled them, and they high-minded them, and they made them feel all connected and therefore, obedient. And we don't want to ostracize anybody. So that's the other part of that. Yeah, we're being electronically controlled, but we're also being controlled with this idea that somehow we're this community or something. Well, we're not a community. My community is in this building that I live in right here. Yours is your neighbors. That's your community, That's what you deal with every day. These other people out in the online world, you don't know them. You never met them. They're not your community. Okay, so, get over that stupid idea. Because this is the idea they're using to enslave people's minds. They're saying, you're all connected, so now you don't want to alienate any of these people you're connected with. And half of them are CIA, but people don't know. People don't care. But that's why they're also, that's another reason they're docile, because they just don't want to stick out, because, this community that surrounded them, kind of like Custer surrounded the Indians, or more like the Indians surrounded Custer, actually, in the end. But, it's a problem. But, this whole thing with Russia, it goes back a long time, and it goes back, to the Bolshevik Revolution, which, they wanted to destabilize Russia at that time. Using the Trotskyites, using the Bolsheviks. And then, Stalin took over and he started writing the ship and, did what he had to do to get rid of these bad influences. Mm-hmm. And that's why he's Dr. Evil, to this day, because he's the one guy that actually was effective for Russia. And by the way, way he's a guy that kick killers ass too. So, look, Putin has been very restrained. He's been very restrained in what he said for many, many, many years because Russia got attacked in the late 90s, like, big time, and taken apart. And it's not even the same. It's half.
They went through hell
be,
for 10
literally.
Years, and the American
yeah,
people have no idea.
Hell.
No idea.
And now,
they have no idea.
But the Russians do, and they remember. So they were open. Their eyes were open to the reality of how the world works, and like their grandparents were open. They had their eyes open too in Russia. But a lot of what's going on is it's just simple. The crown controllers, the bloodline controllers, have to keep America and Russia at odds. That's their number one priority. Because if Russia and America ever got together,
the World Economic Forum would be out of business. They'd be out of luck.
They'd just lock all those people up.
Yeah. Come on. Here's a quote. Quote from quote from Uncle Klaus and Yuval Harari, that lunatic. Humans must plug themselves, quote, into our matrix or die. These people are psychopathic mass murderers.
They are, indeed, and nothing short of it. And, you know, Putin knows that, okay? So that's the thing. That's the problem. You've got a country with more nuclear weapons than any other country, including our own, that knows these people are psychopaths, that knows full well who they are and how they operate and how they've harvested the labor and the goods of the third world for decades and decades and just used those people up and made them poor and created famines and created droughts and created brush fire wars all over Africa, Latin America, Asia, just kill people. Just for their interests, not for the interests of Americans or Europeans, but for their interests, the bloodline interests, the corporate interests. The same corporations that are screwing you over every time you go to a grocery store, a gas station, insurance company, wherever you buy, anywhere, anytime, because there's no competition. They can charge whatever they want. That's inflation. That's what it is. It has nothing to do with, you know, Biden spending too much money. Right. It has nothing really to do with any of that. It just has to do with there's no competition, okay? This is a trust situation. We have an oligopoly controlling the global economy, not just in America, but everywhere, in the same companies. And literally, they can do whatever they want. And until some government does something about that, it won't change. And it's going to take drastic measures. It's going to take, socialist measures. You can call it that. Go ahead, call it that, because that's what it is. You're going to have to put price controls on things. You're going to have to, you have to break up cartels, use antitrust laws that are on the books. That's what we got to do. What Putin's got to do is just stay calm and stay firm. And, he put the lights out. The lights are out in Ukraine. 40% of the power is gone. All just within a week, he did that.
I just to add on to that, I did read that had the Russians really wanted to black Kiev and the rest of the country out, they could have. They didn't.
There were other targets they
could have taken out. They're still trying to show a humanitarian hand, holding out a humanitarian hand. Let's stop this crap.
That's who they are. They're real human beings, They're like real human beings, actually, that aren't psychopaths. They're like how we're supposed to be. And they know also that the West... It's in moral decline. I mean, this culture
what
is morally bankrupt. And he talks about this whole tranny issue, and not in a good way. And he talks about, like, we're not in Russia, we're going to have two sexes, and we know it. And he talks about all these things. And he knows the influence of these Hollywood Zionists and these creeps that, these Tavistock Institute people that form our culture, that lead us down these dark cul-de-sacs that basically paint humanity as just a bunch of debauched, over-sexualized, butchers, I guess. And that's what they want us to think of ourselves, because that's what they've done the entire time they've been on this earth. So they have a guilty conscience, and the only way they can alleviate it is to make themselves think that, this is just the way all human beings act this way. And So what we did when we genocided those Navajo down there in Arizona, no, that's just natural. We had to do it. We just had to do it because, you know, they were uppity, and that's just the way all humans are anyway, so it's no big deal. And that's exactly what they're trying to do to us. And that's what they've done that to us already, I'm afraid. Most Americans have that mindset. You know, like, oh, we're just human. Why do people always say that? We're just human. Oh, we're only human. Why do people say that? I tell you why they say that, because that's another lie from the crown, that the humans are so bad, and we're so bad. We have original sin, all this crap. They're the ones that are evil. They're the ones that brought this twisted way of looking at things to this earth. And, you know, humans are actually to be rejoiced, and God made you, you know, you're fine. If you just accept that and live like you're a good person, instead of going out of your way to live like you're a debauched, evil butcher, which is what you see now with a lot of people. It's like they go out of their way. It's like it's being normalized. Like this crazy Wetiko Anunnaki thought is being normalized, and Russia sees it. They see what's going on.
You know what else is being normalized? Mass death.
Yeah,
died suddenly is being normalized. Well, my daughter just went to sleep last night, and she didn't wake up. How old? 16-year-old girl. It's happening. I think tens of thousands of Americans a day are dying now, and it's all being covered up.
I think so. No, I think so, too. I think this RSV stuff, it's tip of the iceberg. You just wait till this winter. You know, immune systems are gone.
Correct. Yeah.
At this point. And that's the problem.
No, you've been shot up. Your immune system is on crutches at best.
Yeah, and that's why these babies can't handle it. And a lot of these babies getting the RSV, they're 0 to 2 years old. Okay, let's see. What did that coincide with? Oh, the beginning of the vaccinations. Oh, gee whiz. I mean, it's if people could just, like, rub two brain cells together and, you know, just kind of shut all the preconceptions planted in your brain by the internet and the crown and Facebook. And if you could just, like, look out the window and look at realities for 2 seconds, people, then you'd see the crown virus right in front of you and crown castle right in front of you. And you'd see the RSV being caused by the vaccinations. And you'd see everything that's actually happening before the screen gets pulled down in front of you and you're lied to again in 5 minutes, because that's what's going to happen to you. In 5 minutes, you're going to turn the TV on. You're going to be stupid again because you're being lied to. Okay, so that's how serious we are. And we're in a state now where everything is a lie. Every single thing coming out of that box,
to one degree
box,
or another,
screen,
or the lie of omission, the things they don't tell you, which they should. There's a lot of ways to lie.
Just leave it out, whatever. And then the people that tell the truth, of course, are the hate speech people, and they get shut down. The plug gets pulled, and you could forget about it. So the truth is illegal. Just so everyone is clear on that, the truth is now, you know, you're breaking the law if you tell the truth. That's actually true.
That's true.
And Elon Musk isn't going to do anything about that.
No. Well, if Kanye West buys Parler, that'll be an interesting platform. He's trying. Apparently, or he's putting a bid on it or something.
That might be something. But I think the whole model. I just think the whole model is bad because, again, it's like you get all these people in this group and they're all connected and they don't know each other, and then they're either scratching each other's balls and being sycophants if they like what you say, you know, which is just about as sickening as when you get like a hate speech thing from somebody that hates what you're saying, and it's all bad. It's like, I don't want to be sycophanted, and I don't want to be hated either. I don't want to be part of any of this kind of crazy talk, you know, because it's all crazy talk. And it's all, so the whole model is driving the world nuts, just the model itself. Like, I don't even think it matters who controls the model. They just know the model is the model they needed for total control. Just to put everybody into this same pot and stir the pot and just say they're all connected, make them feel, you know, make them feel all fuzzy and warm because they're connected, and then just...
It's all been gamed.
You know.
They gamed the whole thing. It's all been gamed.
They gamed it, yeah, sure.
They know.
So they know that all this stuff, it doesn't mean you could start another social media, another one, and 10 more and 100 more, and it wouldn't matter. It's all going to be evil. That's just what I think. It's just like gerrymander. He wrote that book that one time, and he was like,
I had him on.
I remember.
He was an interesting guy.
And he was saying it's not what's on TV, it's just TV. TV's the problem because it's just coming at you.
The message is the madness.
The message is the madness. The modus is the madness almost. The modus operandi is the madness almost. Yeah, so, you know, and I just keep hoping this will go away and people will get off of that stuff, but it just doesn't seem to be happening.
It's too addictive.
You know, just doesn't seem, yeah, and it's, oh my God, oh, that's the biggest thing. It's so addictive, and so it's really hard to you know, criticize technology anymore. I mean, if you criticize technology, people like to feel like they're being personally attacked, you know? And it's like, no, it's not you, dude. It's just this other thing, but we need to talk about it. Can we talk about it? No, we can't talk about it. I see. We can't talk about it. Okay. Yeah, so that's pretty scary when there's this thing that you can't even talk about, really. Without just making people really uncomfortable. And it's so sad. And look, this happened before. This happened the last time around. What did the Giants have? What did the Anunnaki have when they built all these temples to the sky and they did all these free energy things or whatever they did? What did they have? They had technology. They had high technology, right? Mm-hmm. And people got addicted to it and it corrupted them and they had to get wiped out. And I'm afraid that's what we're heading for, you know? And if Russia doesn't do it, then God will.
It's a cycle.
It is a cycle,
and I think it's cycling now. Yeah,
it's a test, and we're not doing very good, and that makes me sad because I wish we were. I wish we were doing better. I wish all the things we had done over the years had mattered more. Not to say they didn't matter. That's why they're on the ropes. But and we're so close. But it's just this addiction to technology that's what stands in the way, because that's what makes people wave Ukrainian flags. I mean, they don't know anything about Ukraine. They just did what the screen told them to do. They just did what Facebook told them to do, right?
Precisely.
And they don't want to stick up, and they don't want to be different. Because my God, they might be ostracized, and they might be uncomfortable, and they might have to explain themselves why they actually believe what they believe, and they won't be able to because they don't know the history, like we do. Okay, but this technology is in our way. And it's, you know, people just don't like, you know, a lot of people, I do shows, I do interviews, you know, they're like, oh, no, but we can do so much good with it. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And we have done some good. But I'm telling you, man, until you face up to that fact, that it is the technology. It's the modus operandi.
The technology is what?
It's bad.
Decades ahead. And depending on the discipline, they're decades ahead from that which they reveal. They have way down the road constructed things that we have no concept of that they're using on us. I believe that.
I go to Rapid City and I go down to the, we drive by this community health center, and it's where all the poor people go for health care. So the community health center's there, and there's this huge 60 gig cell tower, these short ones, the dangerous ones, you know, the really dangerous ones. And it, right there on the clinic grounds. And right next door, there's a mobile home park just full of Native Americans, man, living in these tin cans, these conductive tin cans, right by this tower. And then you wonder why there's a bunch of Indians murdering Indians in Rapid City. I mean, they're literally, I think, driving these people crazy with these frequencies. And they're literally planting
ideas
in their heads.
They can do it. They have the ability to do it with their eyes closed.
That's what you're talking about.
No problem.
That's what you're talking about. That's the technology they have that we don't know.
Yes.
But this is what, this is the silent weapons for quiet wars. This is their dream, and they've got it. And until we realize that it's the technology, and it's the towers, and it's frequencies, and all this hurting that's going on with the social media, you know, we're not going to get anywhere. And then we have to realize who's doing it, and that's the crown, the bloodlines. So those two things. But, you know,
You got it.
Kind of that simple, right? It's like you talk about the same thing over and over, it seems like, but what else are you going to talk about? It's what matters. It's what counts.
Well, you have to repeat reality to get it to stick with a lot of people now. They just forget.
Yeah.
It makes them uncomfortable, so you got to keep repeating it.
Well, they hear us once, what, an hour every month, and you know, then they turn on CNN or whatever, and they get 8 hours out every day, and that's the problem. You know, that's a lot of the problem. It's just trying to counter that volume. I just wish that
Scott Ritter's programs, those two interviews with two Russians, I just wish the average American would watch it. They would come away scratching their heads. What is all this hate Russia stuff? They want the same things that we want. We want peace. We want health. Yep. We want happiness. We want a good culture.
Yep, prosperity. Yep, that's right.
Same thing.
That's right.
So, but that's the big secret now.
Well, the ruble's hanging in there. The ruble's higher now than it was when the war started.
Oh, they're,
so
doing, they're doing fine. They're going to end up being so completely autonomous from the West and the dollar that no.
I think that's right. We're almost doing. They're almost doing them a favor. Because when that happens, then the crown's really going to have, big problem. And I hope it happens soon. Hope the British pound crashes again next week. So, never know.
Yeah. Dean, you be careful. Take care. Huh?
For sure. I will, all Jeff. Right. You too. And thanks for having me, brother.
All right. Talk to you next month. Thank you.
Yep. Okay. Bye-bye.
Dean Henderson. Remarkable voice. Great presence. Superb understanding of the world. Be right back.